This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Linmark, Sharad Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Two men connected to the 1MGB scandal have been convicted and sentenced to jail in Abu Dhabi. However, the convictions were not related to 1MGB. They were part of a broader investigation by the Abu Dhabi Public Funds Prosecution into allegations of corruption. And the two men were Mohammed Badawi Al-Husseini, a US citizen who ran a subsidiary of Abu Dhabi's International Petroleum Investment Co. So he was sentenced to 10 years. And former managing director of IPIC, Kadem Al-Kubaisi. So he was handed a 15-year prison sentence.
Yeah, so these two men, they must jointly pay about $336 million. Half of this will be paid to IPIC, the victim company, and the remainder will be paid as penalty. So if we look at the charges, they are currently unknown, but a court statement mentioned that Kubaisi unlawfully appropriated about $697 million after selling shares in the company that he headed. He hadn't disclosed his ownership of the shares for about $983 million. And also Al-Husseini, he was convicted of exploiting his position and facilitating the seizures, the seizure of company's money by Mr. Al-Kubaisi.
Now, the two men are also accused of stealing and benefiting from the funds stolen from 1MDB. According to the U.S. Justice Department, Al-Kubaisi received $471 million of stolen funds into his private account in Luxembourg and used some of it to buy U.S. real estate. Authorities said he helped funnel 1MDB's money to conspirators through companies set up to look like IPIC subsidiaries. And Al-Kubaisi said he's being scapegoated in the scandal. According to him, he steered IPIC to become a key business partner of 1MDB with full knowledge of senior UAE officials.
So last year, IPIC and Abar Investments, which is an IPIC subsidiary, they said that Goldman Sachs paid bribes to former fund officials who, in exchange, manipulated and misled the companies. Now, speaking of 1MDB, according to Bank Negara Governor Datuk Nur Shamsiah Mohamed Yunus, Malaysia can be considered a victim of the 1MDB scandal due to weaknesses in other countries' banking systems. In an interview with The Star, the central bank governor said these institutions did not implement the necessary controls to mitigate the risks of being used as money laundering conduits.
Yeah, she also added, this is in response to a question on lessons learned by Bank Negara from the 1MDB saga. What she said was that I have to be careful with my remarks as there are going to be court cases. And to put it broadly, this is not solely a Malaysian affair. The 1MDB episode not only puts a spotlight on Malaysia, but the existing practices in other financial institutions in other countries as well. Nur Shamsiah said that to prevent another similar scandal from happening again, the central bank is taking steps to strengthen the financial integrity as well as introduce critical institutional reforms.
Among the steps taken is a proposal to limit cash transactions in order to curb money laundering, while Bank Negara is set to organise public consultations on this policy by third quarter of this year. The government also established the National Anti-Financial Crime Centre to investigate money laundering cases.
So let's take a look as well about speaking of connections to 1MDB. Here's an update on the ongoing SRC trial. Former chairman of SRC International, Tan Sri Ismi Ismail, has been on the witness stand since Tuesday. And most recently, he said that even though the 2013 accounts of SRC International were not audited, contrary to CEO Nick Faisal Arif Kamil's claims, the board of directors did not raise the matter with Najib. So Ismi said that Nick Faisal was the main line of communication between Najib and the SRC, meaning that he had no communication with the former during his time as chairman.
And on Thursday, Najib's lawyer applied for a stand down in proceeding after complaining that there were contradiction in Ismi's testimony. However, no move to impeach him was made on Friday. Ismi also denied that the proposal to change ownership of SRC International from 1MDB to Minister of Finance was suggested by the company itself.
Looks like this case will be ongoing for quite some time. It's a question of a lot of details that we have uncovered. One particular interest is actually how Co-op dispersed the money. And it gave this impression that there was very little control over how the decision to grant the SRC the loan was done, wasn't it? I mean, as in it was done in a hotel lobby. It was rushed through the investment panel. There didn't seem to be much checks and balances. And even then, the loan was not, it had breached the investment mandate of Co-op.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of very suspicious movements of money over the course of the SRC International trial that have come to light. With regard to Tan Sri Ismi's testimony, the defence has said that they are going to decide later on whether or not to challenge the alleged contradiction in his testimony as well as his witness statement. So they're going to make that decision in due course.
Yeah, at the same time, it wasn't that long ago, maybe just about a week ago, when we have our former, where we have the former Goldman Sachs Group banker, Roger Ng, who pleaded not guilty to criminal charges linked to the multi-billion dollar scandal of the, and this is under, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, he accused of the 46-year-old last year for conspiring to launder money and bribe the government officials in Malaysia as well as Abu Dhabi through the bond offerings. And on top of that, you could also hear U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Kuo, who is the U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, who allowed Ng, who is a Philippine citizen, to be released in exchange of a $20 million bond.
He's a Filipino. He's a Filipino citizen. I think he's a Malaysian citizen.
Yes. Sorry, it's the judge. Yeah.
Well, we know that Tim Leisner has already that's unusual news. We already know that Tim Leisner has already pleaded guilty and is awaiting charges. So he's obviously turned into a state witness. It'll be interesting to see at the end of the day all these different court cases around the world regarding this 1MDB scandal, right? You have court cases which already happened in Singapore. You have it just in Abu Dhabi. And then we have it in US. And then Malaysia's is still ongoing.
Now, Dato' Sri Najib Razak, who is also in the spotlight with regard to all of these cases, he's facing 3 counts of criminal breach of trust, 1 charge of abusing his position, and 3 counts of money laundering involving SRC International funds amounting to 42 million ringgit. Now, we're coming up on the 7:30 news, but please don't forget to vote on the poll that we have running on our BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio, because we're seeing the auto industry facing an uncertain future, and we're asking you, which of these options are you most likely to do in the next 5 to 10 years? Buy another car, rely more on mass transit, or rely more on e-hailing? We'll take a look at the responses to this poll in just a little while, so be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.